2 months ago today, a gunman opened fire at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 11 worshipers were killed in that attack. The gunman is now facing 29 federal charges. He allegedly chose the synagogue as a target because it supported a program sponsored by a Jewish aid group to resettle refugees in America. NPR's Jerome Sokolowski visited another congregation in Falls Church, Virginia, which sponsors a Muslim refugee from Iraq.
Temple Road of Shalom is one of dozens of Jewish congregations across the country that have been helping to resettle refugees. 3 years ago, its members agreed to sponsor a single mother who fled northern Iraq with her children and was originally brought to America by a Christian charity. Tilko asks not to be identified by her full name because she fears for her safety. She says that back in Iraq, she didn't know much about Jews.
Whatever little I heard was all negative. Jews kill others just for no reason. They are bad, they're mean, they are not helpful.
And then she met the Jews who had volunteered to help her begin a new life in America.
I was just taken back for a second. I was like, wow. Like the way they greeted me with the love and the respect, the way they just embraced me.
And it was so unexpected that it wiped away all her preconceptions.
I realized it was all lies, what they've said about Jews.
Over the holidays, Tilko got together with congregation members who helped her rent an apartment, get a green card, and find a job. For Jews across America volunteering in this way, it's about following the injunction in the Torah to love the stranger as yourself. Certainly no one at Road of Shalom thought of it as controversial, let alone dangerous. But then, on October 27th, a gunman walked into the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh and killed 11 people. That congregation supported the Jewish aid group Hias, which resettles people fleeing Syria and other trouble spots. And the shooting suspect said that's why he targeted the synagogue.
That statement really hurt.
Volunteer Susan Levy.
Because that's exactly the kind of work that we've been doing. And of course, we help Muslims because we help those who need help. And that's really what it is, no matter what background they come with. Everybody that comes to America deserves the same opportunities that our ancestors had.
Levy says America welcomed her own grandmother when she fled pogroms in Russia, so she helped Tilko get settled here by accompanying her to job interviews.
I have a background in HR, so I knew the language to speak.
The volunteers cheering on Tilko's children at a game were not so long ago helping them with their homework. 15-year-old Yahya says it made all the difference at school.
When we came here first, our math was very bad and they helped us. Now we have A on math and our grades are very good.
Someone who helped the family with school paperwork is Helene Lederer. To her, aiding the stranger is a fundamental part of being Jewish, and no anti-Semitic attack can change that.
That is who we are. And so they can hate us for that if they want, but that is who we are.
After the synagogue helped Tilko and her family settle in Northern Virginia, Lederer says Muslims from a local mosque were introduced to the refugee family. And after the Pittsburgh shooting, members of that same mosque came to a vigil here at Temple Road of Shalom to stand with Jews against anti-Semitism. To the volunteers, that gesture was a blessing brought forth by this congregation's effort to love the stranger as yourself. Jerome Sokolowski, NPR News.